Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
What is up? Welcome to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester. And we're here to talk about the best, worst, worst, best teams in college football.
Potentially not my school next week.
Potentially.
We'll see. That big old win against Dion and the boys.
I think you boys cover this week. I assume that's on the list.
14's a lot of points.
I think you boys cover this week. Right. But we'll get to it. Right. We'll get to it.
He is kind of already talking shit, saying that the recruits are coming out to watch Dion and Shador, Travis Hunter.
Who's talking shit?
Dion.
Oh, of course he is.
He's saying we got that Florida pipeline. They're just coming to watch us.
Yeah, sure they have a Florida pipeline. I mean, I wonder if, like, how many of these Florida kids go to, like, or Texas kids to an extent, but really Florida kids go to, like, Ohio State or Michigan, the ones that do, and are like, oh, my fucking, like, once winter hits, they're like, oh, my fucking God. Or, like, Notre Dame, even.
Yeah, Colorado and Dion at first was kind of like this weird marriage because, obviously, Dion already has a bunch of toes that he lost to frostbite.
Yeah. Going back up into the mountains is kind of... Wait, was it frostbite? I thought it was just, like, circulation issues.
Oh, I thought it was frostbite.
No, I think his foot looks like a frostbitten foot. But I think he just had, like, weird circulation issues. Which, obviously, frostbite causes circulation issues, but...
It says, revealed he had surgery to amputate two toes. Blood clots, actually.
Okay.
He had the Chris Bosh.
I think his feet were just, like, fucked up.
Bosh had it in his lungs.
Yeah.
So a little bit more serious.
His legs were just, like, fucked up from, you know, football, running a lot.
Turf toe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was that era.
That's the real turf toe.
No toe?
Yeah, well, you lose them. That's the end result. That's the worst end case scenario of turf toe is just, they're just gone. They're just fucking dead.
Losing a toe, given the options, not the worst thing.
Rather, I guess if it's like, what would you rather lose? Like
a finger?
A toe, your finger, your head? Like, toe.
An ear?
If something's leaving, toe. I feel like it'll fuck.
You have to get rid of one part of your body. I think toe's the first thing to go.
Yeah.
Like
easily.
Your pinky toe? Yeah.
That's why draft dodgers or dudes trying to get out of combat back in the day, like World War II, Vietnam, they shoot themselves in the foot. Or they blow a toe off.
Blow a toe off. Don't shoot yourself in the foot.
Either way. That's what they would do.
You need some stability. So maybe actually not the pinky toe. Maybe like the ring finger toe.
I actually, there was a kid in high school who I think had lost a pinky toe and he walked really weird. Or maybe he was born without a pinky toe. Either
way. I already walk weird.
He walked what?
I already walk weird.
Yeah, because you've.
I have a club foot, kind of.
Well,
not club foot, but my leg was set wrong.
Yeah.
So it's a little askewed.
What,
it's a little what off.
Veterinarian did your dad pay in cash to reset your leg?
So I broke my tibia. Fibula, playing football, and I don't know. We just went to Taylor Hospital. I would never go again. So anyone out in the Delco area, don't go to Taylor Hospital. They say,
I don't think that doctor's working there anymore.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they probably are.
Yeah.
All things considered.
Still there, smoking in the emergency room.
It wasn't great, man. They set my leg wrong. And then it got to the point years later where I noticed, like, I didn't notice it at first. And then eventually they're like, oh, we could re-break your leg. I'm like, no, we're not going to do that. I'm just going to have to deal with this the rest of my life.
That is really funny. They're like, there's one way to fix this. Yeah, we have to go back, Marty.
I did Kevin wear my leg, though. So, like, bone sticking out. Didn't have surgery, though. Just kind of let it ride.
That would be funny if they were like, you have to go back. And they just, like, got a hammer, like, dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Brand new cleats, though. Dun, dun, dun. They had to cut.
They had to cut the cleats out? Yeah, yeah. I guess they can't really. Untying your shoe is too painful.
It's the end of my football career. Sucked. Not great.
What position were you playing when you got that?
I had the ball, so kind of a little scat back.
You're a running back?
Yeah.
That's what you get. That's a running back's life right there.
It is. As a white man?
Yeah. You got the punishment. You got the punishment you asked for.
I was a fullback, though.
Yeah, it's even worse.
Well, kind of like a utility guy.
Yeah, yeah. But that's even more punishment.
I don't know.
Like, I think... I don't know what Mike Alstott is currently doing, but I have to imagine he can't walk or read.
He can definitely walk. I don't know if he can read. Mike Alstott was my dude, though. Like, he was my favorite.
He was sick.
Player. Yeah, he was great. He's the only one of the few Eagles jerseys I had.
He was an Eagle? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so when I played like for the Prospect Park Termites in like third grade, so I started pretty early in football, like second, third grade. Played for Prospect Park. Let's go. Where you at?
The termites, huh?
Termites.
Named after some of the local fauna?
Yeah. I would wear my Mike Alstott jersey to practice. And I had like a little neck roll.
Of course you did.
And I always led with my head.
Jesus Christ. It's learning so much about your body and mind right now.
It makes sense. Like, obviously, I came out of the womb and I had an umbilical cord around my neck.
Yeah.
And I had lost oxygen and had to be in the NICU for a bit.
Yeah.
And then I played football way too young and led with my head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how they taught it back then.
They did. It was it was a very dangerous game back then.
Yeah.
As a child.
Yeah.
Every fucking peewee coach, too, had like a panther tattoo on their calf.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And we were doing nutcrackers. We were doing Oklahoma drills. We were doing everything. Not a soft generation.
You need a good football. If you want to create a football man, you need to callus the boy.
The most fucked up part is I had to make weight up until fifth grade. So like from second to fifth grade,
you had to cut.
It was like I was planning on 85 pound, 100 pound,
right.
Whatever. I was always bigger.
Yeah, you had to cut weight.
So I had to cut weight to fucking play football.
That's funny. And then everyone else hit puberty.
In high school, yeah, but middle school, I was dope.
Okay.
But then, obviously, my career ended in high school with the broken leg.
R.I.P.
Yeah, then I switched to golf.
Think of what you could have been if you were golf the whole time.
It was a more chill fall sport.
Is golf a fall sport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Up in the Northeast, at least.
I just don't remember either way for what we had.
Golf and then basketball in the winter.
Yeah, basketball and tennis was spring.
Spring.
Yeah, spring sports were kind of meh. Not a lot of fun. It's just baseball and...
Baseball, lacrosse, field hockey.
I feel like
for the
lacrosse
chicks.
Was fall for us.
Okay.
Track and field was spring. Cross country was fall.
Why are you like hyped on track and field? Running sucks.
I'm not hyped on it.
I saw the enthusiasm, or I heard the enthusiasm in your voice.
No, there's no enthusiasm. None. I used to see those kids... And wrestlers like running miles.
Wrestling
and
was
miles
a winter sport.
A day, yeah. Well, yes.
But yeah, they ran the wrestlers on our fucking in our school, Coach Schnellenberger. I think he still has the most wins in Pennsylvania high school history because he was there for 50 years. He cursed me out of the weight room one time because I wouldn't join the wrestling team. I was playing basketball. And he's like, you need to get out of here. And he dropped a hard F.
So our.
Because I play basketball. That's it.
I don't want to be mean here, but my high school soccer coach is the winningest soccer coach in American high school history.
Uh-huh.
If I showed you a picture of him, you would not guess soccer coach.
No. You would guess Coach Schnell would be a fucking wrestling coach. He also impregnated a student in the 70s.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
His wife?
His now wife, yeah. Right. He's probably dead at this point.
All's well that ends well.
He's definitely dead at this point.
Yeah.
So not to shit on a dead man's grave, but I mean, yeah, he impregnated like a student in the 70s and they got married. It's a true love story.
Good for
back
him.
Then.
Good for him. People.
Why, different times.
Everyone's just killing. That's why the birth rates are down. Teachers aren't allowed to impregnate students.
Right. I mean, sad. If anything, though, the women are kind of reversing course now.
I know, but they can't really get teachers. Like a. I guess a 11th grader will get them pregnant, but whatever. Anyway, let's get into this.
You're definitely shooting hot loads like in 9th grade.
Yeah.
You can get someone
before 9th grade.
In 14.
I think you can get someone pregnant.
Yeah, yeah. I had kids I knew in middle school that had kids in like 6th and 7th grade.
At some point, that's just your friend. Like the kid.
The kid's your friend.
Like
yeah.
you're just 10 years older than them.
Essentially.
That's fucked up so bad.
I mean, there were grandparents that were in their 30s.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
That's just Delco, baby.
Yeah.
That's just living right.
I saw a little bit of that in U City, so I feel you.
Did you see the clip I sent you of like a WIP caller?
Yeah, yeah. Seems accurate.
Yeah, that's every kid I grew up with. Just, even when we win, we still complain.
Can't wait for you guys to get dropped in the NLDS because you're by.
I can't wait for you not to make the playoffs.
Oh, we're making it, baby. We got a doubleheader Thunderdome on Monday.
Loss. Double loss.
Anyway, let's get into this shit. What's going on in college football?
Well, the Mountain West is trying to protect their assets, where the ones that are still there.
Yeah.
So they have agreed that Air Force, UNLV, New Mexico, Nevada, San Jose State, Wyoming, and Hawaii will stay in the Mountain West.
And specifically,
this is stupid. They should join the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Wasn't it
Air Force and UNLV specifically who are getting more money than the other ones?
I think so.
Because UNLV.
I guess if you're just good this year, that's what matters. Because they're also targeting Texas State and Northern Illinois.
That's all. So here's the thing about
Texas State up until this point. Yeah, they were fine last year.
But horrible before that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's
the vision, though. Obviously, a huge school in the middle of Texas. You got a little bit of a pipeline.
It's
a program you can build up. But up until last year, they were like a max 4-win team.
Yeah, at best. They were horrible. But that's what half a conference realignment is they're just grabbing teams that have been good in the last like year or two.
That is the
only reason Missouri got invited to the SEC. We got the SEC invite in 2011. That was only 4 years removed from being ranked number one. We were ranked every year after that. Like we were a solid, that was peak like Gary Pinkel. If we had been the exact same in every other way, two media markets in state, you know, the only flagship school in a fairly big state, all that stuff. But we were Kansas or something, levels of football. We're never getting that invite, ever.
We had to, you know, have a decade of pretty good football other than the 1 year where we went 0-12. But
literally, that's
sandwiched everything with, you know, New York Six Bowl wins.
You literally are in the same boat, which is, the difference between you and USF or whatever else is that you've been winning.
South Florida had like a 2 year stretch there with Charlie Strong.
They had a really good year in 2007 as well. I think they're ranked like number two in the country.
Yeah, they were. They like to really, you know, hype that up.
But the difference between like
you beat that Rutgers game, I think, against Shiano back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the difference is just like UCF was winning. Missouri was winning when they got realigned.
Yeah, but you need more than one good year.
Sometimes you don't. But then there's other times where they really are just like, it is just like a naked like attempt at grabbing cities. Like Maryland is in there solely because of D.C. and Baltimore.
Yeah.
Rutgers.
Maryland as a Big Ten team still feels weird. And then Rutgers, New York market.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows.
Dude, the Big Ten's
got. New York's team's Rutgers.
Big Ten's got New York and L.A.
Don't let them get hot. Fucking markets are stupid.
So dumb.
Like, that's the worst argument, especially for college football, because the biggest markets in college football are small towns.
Right. Like,
they grow double in size
people,
on game day.
I think they realized, well, it is still good to have those markets because you have it raises your floor to an extent, you know what I mean, for viewership. But
most big cities don't give a fuck about college football.
On the East Coast?
Yeah.
But the rest
and the West Coast, dude, no one cares in LA.
I think more people than you think care in LA just because it's a humongous city.
Only when USC's good.
Yeah. No one cares in New York, San Francisco.
Boston, Philly, no one gives a fuck.
No one gives a fuck. But all the Midwestern and Southern cities, 100%.
Yeah, but I don't really count them as major cities.
They're cities.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the Midwest.
Chicago, that is a college football town, 100%.
Yeah, just because Wisconsin's right there.
Everything's
right
there.
Illinois is right there. I mean, yeah, there's probably...
That's where all the Big Ten alums move.
Yes. That makes sense.
And then Dallas, Atlanta.
I have a Northeast bias.
Houston. Those are all humongous cities.
We're a professional sports area of the country.
But you know what else isn't?
I am biased, New York and LA, they truly don't care.
No. I mean, there's lots of fans in there, but they're just fans from everywhere else.
Miami doesn't care.
No. Not at all.
Jacksonville sort of cares when the Gators are good.
Yeah. What about Orlando and Tampa?
Indifferent.
Okay.
We're trying to get that Orlando market, but
Are you SMUing it? Where like we're Orlando's team?
We do. SMU's we like do,
for
we
the
do
city
that, yeah.
For Dallas.
For Orlando, O Town. Holding it down.
So stupid.
It is. It's very dumb. But we got to, you know, tradition starts now at UCF.
Yeah. I feel like SMU actually specifically is like we're the only football team in Dallas.
Technically.
Technically true.
Technically true.
Yeah.
Because
Cowboys play in Arlington. And then you got what? UNT's up in Denton.
TCU.
TCU's over in Fort Worth. Yeah. So, is what it is. But that's realignment is.
And then obviously we are late to this. Even though it's probably right up our alley. It should have been like our story.
What, UNLV?
Yeah.
Sluka.
He's gone.
So forget the UNLV.
Do we have the details of what he was promised and not promised?
It's been a mess. I can't figure it out. $100,000, I think, is definitely.
Sure, but obviously the school doesn't pay you in any NIL deal.
No.
It's like it's a third party.
I think theirs is called UNILV. Actually.
Nice. But it's like through the school, but it's not through the school. This is just, let's just get to the point where
just regulate it.
Just get to the point where the school pays you.
But that's what I'm saying. Like
they're getting the TV money. They're getting the conference money. Yes. Just pay the players directly. Why do we have to go through this like charade? Oh, you have to show up to, I don't know, like Nick's roast beef.
Right.
To cash your $20,000 check for an appearance.
It's insane.
Also, yeah, maybe he had some obligations he didn't live up to. He didn't go to the mall in Vegas to like sign hats.
Apparently, I read something today that one of the casinos is like willing to give Sluka the $100,000 right now to keep playing.
There were some rumblings he was going to get replaced.
Was he that bad?
He's not. I mean, he's fine. Like he's a good runner, but he's not a good quarterback.
Yeah, I remember watching in the Kansas game. I wasn't terribly impressed with UNLV's offense, but I was just like, yeah, they're a better team than Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
This also just goes back.
You just gotta throw it up to Ricky White, man. You got a stud receiver.
Yeah.
Quarterback doesn't have that good of an arm. Yeah, let's see what the second guy's got. Who cares?
Why not?
And also, their running back's gone.
Their running back's also gone. So this is what actually really interests me is this
USC
now
also lost a guy.
Who?
USC.
I know. So that's what I was about to ask. Is this now gonna be the new thing in college football? Week four red shirts.
Yeah. It should, I mean,
every year
we should not get rid of this rule. It's a good rule because you can see what you have and what you want to do with your own career, where you can play up to 4 games and then redshirt.
I kind of disagree in that you should be under contract for the year to play the year.
I don't think so.
Give the money back then. I mean, for Sluka, I guess he never got the money. And that's fine, I suppose, because they're in breach of contract.
Oh, well, I'm just talking about just players in general. You should be able to use your red shirt up to 4 games. Don't get rid of the red shirt rule.
No, not get rid of the red shirt rule.
But there should be something in the contracts. Yeah, I agree with that. Like if you're getting paid, yeah, there should be like a non-red shirt agreement.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can only red shirt if you're like hurt or something.
Because otherwise, guys can build up their equity those first 3 games. At, like say they're at a UNLV and be like, yeah. Oh, no, I should be – granted, this guy's not that good, but – let's say he was a stud, right? Let's say he's like a Cam Newton type. Goes to like a, even though he, all right, that's probably not a good example. Let me think. All right, so Cam Ward, right?
Yeah.
Let's say last year he balls out for Washington State, first couple games, realizes, hey, man, there's a market for me. Obviously, Miami paid him $10 million or whatever. Right. He sits out the rest of the season just to get paid.
By the way,
at this point, it's professional football.
It is. And these schools, all the other schools are calling these dudes during the season.
Which, that should be tampering, right?
Yeah.
You should get punished for that.
Which, I think you actually still can, and it's just, they're doing it under the table, and it's happening anyway.
Yeah. But let's just, you know, get rid of the nonsense. Let's call it what it is. Let the schools pay the players directly, like as if they're employees working at a bookstore. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't care.
It's like,
and they can
the
still
school
go-
still uses the NIL money, but it's just like, we're not going to pay you directly. It's going to be like a booster.
And they can still go get their endorsement deals and stuff too, obviously.
Right.
Because that was another thing they weren't allowed to do prior to
that's what NIL started as, right?
It was just
name,
it was
image,
like,
likeness. Like, go go get a fucking deal from the local smoothie shack.
Yeah, the like the local car the car dealership that definitely isn't owned by Nick Saban is going to pay you $1 million.
Well, even before NIL, he was doing that.
I know that. I know.
Oh, why do all these Alabama players have Dodge Chargers?
So weird. Although sometimes it really is just because, like, I remember, I've probably told this story before, but a bunch of guys in my frat were, like, convinced that Missouri was paying Chase Daniel back in the day because he had a sick truck. And I was like, he's from a nice part of Dallas, and he's going
his
to college for
money.
Free.
Yeah.
So, like, his parent, whatever money his parents saved for college, they probably just dropped on that truck. Like,
plus, if there's ever a man that knows how to make money out of nowhere, it's Chase Daniel. For doing literally nothing. But yeah, no, I think this is just the beginning. It's going to be a sad reality. It's just week three, week four, week five. Guys are just going to call
fucking bullshit.
It happened to us a couple years ago, actually, with Mikey Keene, right?
Yeah.
So he had only played a couple games to the point where if he played that, I think it was the conference championship, right? If he played that game against Tulane, he would have burned his red shirt, but instead he sat the game out.
DNP?
And then he transferred to Fresno.
Jesus. It's just like, if I was a UNLV fan especially, like, this could be a magical year. I would get in a car chase so I could get out and slam my face into a road spike strip. I'd be so fucking angry. Like, I would just want to fucking die.
Now, when this happens to a bigger school, though, when this happens to a Georgia and Alabama, that's when change is going to happen.
What about a USC? That kid's a five-star.
He was at Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was the deal with him in the USC? He just wasn't getting
just
snaps?
Yeah, I guess so, something like that. Not happy. Can get better looks elsewhere.
Okay. I don't see a problem with that. But at a certain point, if a guy just goes from school to school to school, there's...
You think the market would diminish, right? Like, on its own for him. But at the same time, though, like, if you have agreed to be there for the year, or if you sign an NIL deal that's 3 years, I think you should be beholden to that contract.
Sure, but if, again, our boy at UNLV doesn't get paid...
That's a different story. Totally. Totally different story.
There's nothing to hold me to.
Because that's what drives me crazy. It's really only in the NFL, and I guess in the NBA, but, like, dudes will have a contract and just hold out and be like, not enough anymore. Not enough anymore.
If guys are on rookie deals, yeah. No, but I understand that. You should, especially because in football,
you need to get paid.
Your window's so short. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a Ja'Marr Chase or any, like, a
there's
top
plenty
tier
of dudes,
running back or receiver. I understand.
There's plenty of dudes in the NBA, though, that do that are, like, not on rookie deals.
The NBA is weird because you can literally force a trade at any time.
Yeah. But
like,
I don't know.
You have a 5-year deal, dude.
But we don't need to get into that because I'm out of my depth anyway. But it just, it's like if you just agree, you need to honor the contract.
It depends. If they pay you, and
if they pay, well, that's them honoring the contract. Assuming they honor the contract, you should honor the contract.
Yeah.
And if you think you deserve more year after year, then have your agent or whatever build out a incentive structure.
Right. Usually they're team incentives, so there needs to be like a player structure.
Right. Exactly. But that's what, you know what I mean? Like, if he plays X amount of snaps, if he
gets amount of yards,
touchdowns. Amount of interception, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, not that you necessarily want them, like, stat hunting, but, like...
But you do.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't want someone late in the year, right, like, trying to jump around.
Well, the Pirates just did something really shitty, right? Like, the guy was 4 hits away, away.
He's going to be able to...
Arbitration or something?
Yeah, he's going to be able to fuck them up.
Okay.
That.
But that's also like a bad move for the Pirates, right?
Yes.
If a free agent, not that Pittsburgh really gets free agents, but
their owner's awful. I actually think he might be.
That's the cheap to save $200,000.
I know.
All he had to do is get four at bats,
four ABs.
He would have gotten
yes
over the course of however many games,
three, I think.
Three games. Yeah, that's so shady.
I don't know if it's still true, but as of
get
like
Paul Skeens out of there.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if it's still true, but as of a few years ago, the Pirates owner was the last owner in major sports who wasn't a billionaire.
He needs to go.
Yeah.
You can't be cash poor as an owner.
No.
You can't be cash poor as a school.
Well.
Unless you're Arizona. Mm-hmm. And that money just disappears.
Yeah. How'd we do last week? Actually, before we get into the picks and everything, might as well give the sponsor. It's MyBookie. Mm-hmm. MyBookie.com is where we make our picks. Go to MyBookie.com. Use promo code DRINKINGBROS to double your first deposit up to $1,000. And then you can also get in the MyBookie Plus VIP program. I know I've been promising for a few days. I finally got the info. I'm going to drop it in the Drinking Bros Sports Facebook group about being in MyBookie Plus. Basically, it's more or less if you are a regular customer, you're probably already in it. But I'll drop the details of getting into that and all the stuff it provides and stuff like that in the Drinking Bros Sports Facebook group. But they're rewarding, you know, repeat customers and stuff now as well. And yes, we make all our bets, football, basketball, everything, college, pro. And right after this show, we will be recording Casino Friday. We play it on their live casino.
Boom.
Basically like playing blackjack over Zoom.
Wait. Man, I'm so happy every Friday when...
Maybe this will be a good Friday. Although, Jesus was crucified on Good Friday.
Good Friday. So yeah, every Friday is a good Friday to me.
Yeah, you've had a lot of good Fridays.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of Christ-like Fridays.
This is my Christ year.
It is, right?
That's why I'm growing out my hair, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, MyBookie.com is where we do all our gambling. It rules. Let's go over the results and make this week's picks.
I barely had a positive week. I went 13-12. 1-0 on my money line dog.
Shit. Clawing back.
Clawing back. While you were one game under 500 at 10-11-1.
I'd call it a half game under 500.
0-1 in your money line dog. The ties don't count for anything.
Yeah, I know.
So you're one game under.
It's a half game under.
It's not, though.
It's a half game under 500.
Not that it matters. The season, you're 41-31-2, 2-2 on your Moneyline Dogs. I am 34-39-1, 3-2 on Moneyline Dogs. This is the week, though. We're going to turn it around.
Yeah, you're clawing your way back, I think, and it's. I don't like it.
I'm going to have like a 10-2 week, I think.
I mean, that's what I had last week, right? It was something ridiculous like that.
I just need one of those, and it's over for you. At the end of the year, I will be above 500, and you will sink.
Sure, sure.
But tonight, we actually start with a pretty good game. It's a kind of light slate for the rest of the week, but...
Yeah, this week isn't as fun as last week. I agree with that.
But we got Washington going cross-country, catching 1.5 at Rutgers. The over-under is 44.5.
Oof, boy. Cross-country trip is brutal.
Washington just held Northwestern to 5 points, I believe.
Yeah, but you know.
It is Northwestern.
Yeah.
Rutgers, you know what you're going to get with that. You're gonna pound the ball. You're going to get some tough, hard-nosed football.
Nice little three-point win over Virginia Tech, whose season has unraveled.
A lot of hype, undeserved.
From us included.
Yeah, I bought into some Virginia Tech fans were in my DMs like, yo, we're going to be good this year. And they just...
I read that.
They convinced me.
Yeah. I mean, I saw that multiple places. I think Nick Saban was saying Virginia Tech. He liked Virginia Tech.
Nick Saban's game wrong, day. Man. Yeah.
Fuck Nick Saban.
Bad analyst, Nick Saban.
Yeah. I'm taking Rutgers here.
You're going to Rutgers. All right. I'm just going to go Washington here. I think Jed Fish and the boys, they're going to figure it out. Obviously, they lost the Apple Cup, but maybe Washington State... Dark horse for the playoff?
Yes, absolutely. At this point? Absolutely. Based on who they play and everything like that and the talent still left there.
I mean, obviously they squeaked one out against San Jose State, but San Jose State's not a bad team.
No, not at all. And it was a letdown week. Like
they scored 22 points in the fourth quarter. Great comeback. Ride that momentum. Who knows? Washington themselves, though, you know, we're okay.
Yeah, they're fine.
We got a veteran at quarterback, Will Rogers. Yeah, no, I'm going to... Despite the – I mean, this is going to be close, but I'll take Washington in the points, plus 1.5. Maybe Rutgers wins by a point, covered by half a point.
Okay.
But any other analysts for that game?
No, that's all I got. I just hate – I think Washington's a little just disorganized in Jed Fish's first year, and that's a brutal road trip across the country.
Will Rogers sneakily has not turned the ball over.
Yeah.
Zero interceptions.
He's not having a bad year. I will say this. Lucky for Washington, it's a night game on a Friday instead of like at 11 a.m. or noon game on a Saturday.
You think it would be more sleepy and they'll be more hyped for this game on a Friday night?
Who, Washington?
Yeah.
It's just better for their bodies. Mm. You know what I mean? They're not trying to play football at what they think is 9 in the morning.
Or
yeah.
like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a nightmare.
Damn, the Crickets are out.
Yeah. Yeah, the Crickets are insane.
They've been everywhere.
It's horrible. Oh,
when did this start in Texas?
It's always been a thing.
For the last, like, 3 years, 4 years, yeah.
The really fucked up thing is I'll, like, go on my back porch in the morning, and there'll just be, like, cricket pieces everywhere.
Did we get hit with a plague?
Yes, every year we do. It's like a biblical cricket fucking thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got Maryland catching 7 at a red-hot Indiana.
Indiana... I believe I read a stat the other day. The only team that has scored more touchdowns than Indiana is Texas.
Texas is very good.
Yeah.
Indiana, though, you know, I mean, they're kind of pumping the stats. Played FIU, Western Illinois, UCLA, Charlotte. Is this their first, like, kind of real test? Not that Maryland's good. Over under 50.
Man, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually very common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solution, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Man, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever to see if it'll grow back. That's why you need Hims. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized, chewable, oral, spray, or serum treatment options that you can find works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few of the questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personal hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
1.5. Yeah, 4-0 Hoosiers. They could, I mean, they win this game. They're one game away from a fucking bowl game.
Yeah. I love this Indiana team. I love it. I'm taking Indiana and I'm taking the over.
Remember the fucking COVID year where they were just.
You mean Phoenix?
Yeah. But I'm saying just like they were total kind of frauds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But they were winning games for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember. And then there was like a hyped up Indiana Ohio State game. And
they that just that got didn't rolled. Go. Yeah.
You're going.
Indiana and the over. I think it's kind of a low over.
51.5. I'm going to go Maryland.
And by the way,
I think Maryland's going to kind of course correct here. They're fine.
One of our favorite coaches coaching Indiana, JMU's former boss, Kurt Cignetti.
Yeah.
Is Indiana going to be?
JMU also having a really good year. It's as if they're.
They are a machine.
A machine that doesn't matter who's coaching. Or, I mean, Curtis Rourke, though, he was, I remember, I believe at Ohio, right?
Yeah.
He was pretty sick at Ohio. He's still kind of got like a weird, just got like a weird throwing motion for what I remember. So, I don't know. Maryland, I think Maryland kind of keeps up, maybe holds Indiana in check. Indiana wins the game, but Maryland covers. Indiana wins like 24-20.
Oh, boy. No way. Indiana rolls. Might not roll, actually. They might win by like 2 touchdowns, but I feel like, or maybe even 10 points, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of scoring.
Okay. Next up, we got Nebraska -10 at Purdue. Over-under is 48.5. This line seems low. Granted, it's at Purdue, but man, they stink.
They're really bad.
Nebraska's in a bounce back spot.
Purdue sucks, man. They're 1-2, I guess, but they beat Indiana State. They did give Oregon State a game. Oh no, they didn't. Sorry, I thought that said 28. I read that wrong. They did not give Oregon State a game. Dude, Nebraska. Yeah, this is it's a pretty low line. Actually, I find that interesting. And Nebraska needs a bounce back spot.
I'm gonna take the under. I do believe Nebraska probably covers. But just in case, I think they'll win this game. They could win this game like 42-3.
Okay.
Purdue's just not scoring.
Yeah, right? Man, they've got to fire their head coach. Like, he's not working. I always forget his name, but he was at Missouri as a DC. Ryan Waters. He's got to go.
Then we got South Florida catching 4.5 at Tulane, over under 62.5. Both are 2-2. Both have kind of had really hard schedules, actually.
Tulane certainly has. I mean, they played K-State and Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. I mean, that's...
Those are their 2 losses.
Yeah.
South Florida's 2 losses, Miami and Bama.
It's ridiculous.
So, like, 2 very good teams, actually, here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Granted, that Bama game looks a lot... Like, they pulled away late with 8 minutes left. It was a 1-score game.
Yeah, it was really close.
And then, you know, they kind of kept Miami in check for the first half and then just got their doors blown out.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Are there depth issues at South Florida, people are asking.
Mm.
So this line actually opened at 6.5.
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll with Tulane.
Oh, well, that's not how lines work, my man. When the line keeps going down, you got to ride with
I know
what Vegas knows. South Florida. South Florida's going to cover 4.5.
Sounds like a bunch of rubes bought me free points.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Texas State -9.5 at Sam Houston. The over-under is 55.5. This is a large line as well. Sam Houston, low-key, 3-1.
I don't
only
know.
Only lost to UCF, so making our schedule look good.
There you go. I don't know anything about
Sam Houston.
Sam Houston at all.
Decent running game. They did not impress me, though.
No, didn't do it.
We beat the shit out of Sam Houston.
Fair enough. I'll grant this. They've been scoring against everyone but you.
Yeah. They got a win against, they beat Rice. Beat Hawaii? No, that was last year.
Give me the over
in this
game.
Or no, it was this year. They beat Hawaii this year.
All right. I'll take the over in this game. Both of these teams can score.
Yeah. McLeod, Texas State. They had a bye last week, I believe, so they're coming off that disappointing loss to Arizona State.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to kind of recoup, recover.
I'm still bummed we couldn't go to that game.
It was a good game, too.
Yeah. I took the over, not Sam Houston.
Oh, you took Houston? Oh, okay. You're taking the over?
Yeah.
I will take Texas State. Sam Houston runs the ball too much for the over, so.
Okay. They're scoring.
They're going to bleed the clock. 55.5. It's gonna be right there. It's going to be like 54, 53 yeah. points. Texas State McLeod, he's just going to kind of sling it. They should cover. They should. They're a much better team. Probably win this game, let's say 35-17.
Okay.
Next up, TCU at Kansas. The over-under is 59.5. TCU's catching 1.5. TCU's not good.
Who's having a worse time right now, TCU or Kansas? So let me make my case.
Kansas, because I don't think TCU fans had that. Granted, having conversations with them, they were kind of feeling themselves after like a 2-0 start.
Yeah.
But I don't think they had like as high expectations as Kansas fans.
Kansas fans did have high expectations. But it's in the last 2 weeks, TCU has blown a huge lead to UCF.
Got destroyed by a...
And then got obliterated...
Local rival.
In the rivalry game. And Sonny Dykes got...
They lost the iron skillet.
Sonny Dykes got thrown out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
In front of the old team he used to coach.
Hoover stinks.
And then Kansas... wait, let me look at what happened with them again. Yeah. So they lose to UNLV. Specifically, basically lose to UNLV on that fumble Ruski play that they just wouldn't dive on the ball. They just wouldn't dive on the ball. Everyone tried to scoop and score. But if they dive on the ball, they probably are able to run off enough time that UNLV doesn't come back. Like, just a horrific, maddening play.
They lost to Burt and the boys.
That's fine. But then they go to West Virginia, and they're winning the whole game at West Virginia. They're winning the whole fucking time. And there's, just like in week one against Penn State, another weather delay in West Virginia. There's another lightning delay. And it lasts
People are asking, what's going on in West Virginia?
And it goes on for a while. Any momentum they had, any dominance they had, any exhaustion that West Virginia
had. I had already, like, thought Kansas won the game.
Gone. It's gone. West Virginia comes back on the field, comes back, and wins the game. I mean, if you are a Kansas fan, your head has got to be fucking exploding right now. And TCU fans not having a good time either. Nah. So who comes out? I mean, this is like a bad luck bowl. Like, who is coming out of this on top? Kansas.
So they're still playing at the MLS stadium?
No, they're playing at Arrowhead this week, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're just hopping around because their stadium's under construction?
I guess. I don't really even know.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, who do you think has the least shitty luck? Like, who do you think has the least bad momentum?
I'll just go with the Jayhawks at a relatively home-ish environment.
Yeah, it's home. It's home.
They can cover 1.5. They should win this game.
I am inclined to agree, but I might be afraid. And so maybe what I do instead... is I say, God damn it, where did TCU go?
What are you looking at, like S&P?
Over-under is what I was looking at, actually. I think it's a high over. Oh, 59. Man, TCU hit that.
Need an answer. 5-4.
I'll take Kansas. I think Kansas has got to win this game. They have to win this game.
So does TCU. I mean, this is... It's a bad spot for both teams.
That's a rough, rough start to the season for both teams.
Yeah. Next up, Colorado catching 14 at UCF. The over-under 61.5. Your leading Russian offense in the country. UCF Knights.
You guys roll.
RJ Harvey.
I have you covering this for sure.
Colorado's got, I believe, the 70th best rush defense.
Yeah, you guys are going to win this game. 100%.
We're going to win the game, but 14 is a lot of points.
Yeah, I think worst case scenario is a push.
I'm going to go Colorado on the points.
No.
We're gonna win by 10.
Fading yourself. Snooze.
We win by 10.
All right.
14 is a lot of points.
Are you fading yourself like this, you bitch?
I don't trust our defense to stop Shador.
They
also have the two best players in the field.
That's Shador
and Travis Hunter.
That's fine.
But RJ Harvey... Maybe this is the week he gets a little Heisman buzz.
Maybe KJ starts fucking slinging it this week.
No, we don't want that.
Maybe just KJ does some work.
All you got to do, you hand the ball to RJ. You hand the ball to Penny Boone. You hand the ball to Montgomery.
Or you run the ball.
You run the ball.
Yourself.
Yeah, or KJ could run the ball himself.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, I like UCF to roll here because Colorado's going to get their fucking doors blown off.
61.5. I was thinking, that's right on the cusp. Give me UCF, or you're taking UCF. I'm taking Colorado. Give me Colorado and the under, actually.
Okay.
This is all
under feels safer for sure.
Under feels safer. It's going to be like right there.
Yeah.
Fresno State +2.5 at UNLV. The over under is 50.5. What do you like here, man? UNLV, maybe
they circle the wagons?
Rally the troops?
Yeah, what happens? Do they circle the wagons?
Yeah, I'm going to go UNLV. Fuck it. So, a lot of controversy this week. A lot of bulletin board material.
Yeah.
Your guy left you. Maybe you want to just show him up.
The weird thing with...
Like, I understand, obviously, why he left.
Well, if that's true.
But if you're his teammate, you're still pissed.
You're furious. Yeah.
You fucking quit on us.
This is a toughie, because I'm familiar with Barry Odom's work, and one thing about Barry Odom, I posted this in the Facebook group, is that I think genuinely he's a good football mind, but he's a horrible manager of people and personalities and whatnot. he's not really his teams are not typically the rallying type.
Right.
Obviously, and even,
Fresno's only loss is to Michigan. It's a good loss.
Right. And even his biggest win in his time at Missouri, although granted, they lost some games. They lost a lot of games they should have won while he was there. But even that, it was just like, it was because he was going up against a more sort of incompetent school in terms of, like, at the time, thinking like they could just walk on the field and play, not really focused, that being Dan Mullen's Florida with Felipe Franks at quarterback. A game I was at and remember being like stunned at what was happening. I just don't buy UNLV rallying. I think Fresno State wins this game. I'm taking them with my money line dog.
Boom. Lock it in. Mikey Keene and the boys.
Yeah, I love Barry Odom, Mizzou, blah, blah, blah. But like, it's just, he's a great football mind and not a good people person.
All right. Next up, Liberty -3.5 at App State. The over-under 62.5. Weird line here. I know it's in Boone, North Carolina. App State's not that good, though.
No, they're having a down year for sure. Oh, actually, nope, that game's canceled.
Ah, all right. We'll move on.
Yeah.
Did it just get canceled?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
All right. I hope that doesn't happen to our game. It should pass Florida. So.
Yeah. I just hope it doesn't.
I mean, how about this North Carolina Duke game? Is that also canceled?
That I've only seen the App State one canceled. This one's still on the schedule.
Okay.
And actually, the weather's supposed to be cloudy but fine. I don't know why the App State one was canceled. Maybe it was a travel.
Maybe Liberty couldn't get there.
Yeah, that might be. I mean,
North Carolina Duke. It's just a bus.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna go North Carolina as my money line dog. I know Manny Diaz has the... I mean, Duke's 4-0 right now.
I know. Which, okay, sure.
I believe...
they beat Northwestern.
Yeah, they got that kid Murphy from former Texas freshman.
Yeah. Oof, they ain't played nobody, Paul.
Nah. North Carolina, they just got housed by JMU, but I think JMU's good.
And yeah. Letting 70 get dropped on you.
Mac's going to bounce back. He's going to be fine.
What does that say about you, Minnesota? Jesus Christ. I'll take North Carolina here as well. I'll just take the points. Yeah.
I'll take money line.
Yeah.
That's my money line, Doug.
I trust North Carolina more than Duke here.
Here's probably your favorite game.
All
day. Florida State +6 at SMU. The over-under is 47.5. Man.
Gimme SMU. Gimme the over. Gimme SMU. And give me the over. They just dropped 66 on TCU. Florida State, I know they won a game. They're still a fucking mess.
Came back, beat Cal, dropped 14.
Yeah. This is going to be all day SMU.
It kind of burned me last week to go again. I finally went against Florida State. What if I'm just wrong about Florida State all year?
Fade Dan on Florida State?
Maybe. I'm going to go Florida State.
Okay.
Maybe that was what they needed. I don't know, man. It's the over under is really low. I could see this being another defensive struggle. Florida State like sneaks it out, fucking like 17-14.
Nah.
I think they got it right against Cal, you know? Then to finish it up, Cincinnati, Big 12 matchup, catching 3.5 at Tech, over under 57.5. These two teams both in contention right now for the Big 12.
I guess.
Technically. Texas Tech's only loss is to Wazoo. Cincinnati's only loss is to, I believe, West Virginia.
Yeah, that's fine.
Or was it Pitt? I think Pitt.
Who lost to Pitt?
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Ugh, this game is... I don't know how to pick this game. Give me... Let me see something here real quick. So Cincinnati dropped a ton of points in their win against Houston. I'm trying to look at the over-under here. Man, this is on these games, I do look at S&P Plus because I'm just like, I don't know. Gosh.
Sorsby has thrown zero interceptions.
I'll take Cincinnati.
Protecting the ball.
Take Cincinnati in the points. Maybe they win.
I'll take Cincy as well. All year I've said they stink. I could be right.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to reverse jinx myself here. You know, I'll just keep fading since we're taking Cincinnati, hoping they lose. And if it's a win-win scenario regardless. Because if they cover, if they win, I win on the sheet. And then if they lose and get blown out, I win in my heart. They're like our only real rival, I guess, in the conference.
Cincinnati, you came in together. Default. Speaking of schools that won at exactly the right time to get realigned.
It was us.
Well,
Cincinnati.
And Cincinnati, yeah. Like, it's, yeah.
They only got in the playoff because of us. We did all the hard work.
You built the road.
And then they opened that door.
Pretty fucking much. That's pretty much exactly what happened.
You know, you're welcome, Cincinnati. that's all we got this week, though. Anything else?
Well, we got to pick a random game, right? Especially since we had a game drop off the fucking schedule.
Who knows how many games get dropped off because of the hurricane.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard anything about it.
About the hurricane? Yeah, Jake keeps texting us, and we're like, I ignore it. I don't know.
I don't want to listen to Jake.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, hey, dude.
Whatever, dude. Like,
text me if you die.
Literally, yeah. Like, I want to hear from your...
Your wife about the funeral.
That's about it. Oh, I got one I love here. Give me UNT. Tulsa at UNT. What was the line? UNT -6.5. They definitely win by a touchdown.
Against Tulsa?
Yeah.
Is it at Tulsa?
It's in Denton.
Okay. A lot of directions we can go here. We got Northern Illinois and NC State.
I know, right? Two teams that have been ranked this season.
It's a gross game.
That game's that's unwatchable. Shout to Northern Illinois for scheduling teams, though.
Yeah. We got Ball State, James Madison.
You got a rivalry game, New Mexico versus New Mexico State.
Throw the record books out, man.
That's a Turquoise Bowl, I assume.
San Diego State, Central Michigan, Western Michigan, Marshall. UTSA East Carolina, is that game going to happen?
They must already. I feel like it is. I feel like it would already be called if it were. Because that almost certainly had to be a travel issue. You got Ball State at James Madison, but it's a huge line.
I said that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Middle Tennessee, Memphis.
Do you see Western Kentucky, BC? That's a pretty good game, actually.
I'm going to ride with, they just updated Liberty, App State canceled.
Canceled.
Air Force, Wyoming.
Okay.
Air Force is -3.5. Wyoming is 0-4. This is one of the worst years that I can remember for the Cowboys. I mean, they're not even close. 48-7. They lost to Idaho 17-13. That's an FCS school. Lost to BYU 34-14, North Texas 44-17. Air Force, let's go. This over-under is insane. It's 34, I think, right?
Yeah, that's a Service Academy.
34.5.
That's a Service Academy.
Give me the Air Force Wyoming under.
All right, love it. That's filthy shit right there.
Under 34.5. And, anything else you like this week? Anything you want to address? Anything coming up?
Not really. I already talked. I mean, the ranked games we talk about on the ranked show. No, I'm good. I don't have anything else to say. It's kind of a quiet week outside the top 25. Boy, Army.
Well, it wasn't. We could have. I mean, if we recorded the same day the UNLV story broke,
I know
that would have been a good like 50 minutes. But everything's already been said.
Yeah, which is fine. Army rolled your Temple Owls.
That did happen last night, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you get fucking Army on a short week. That's
brutal.
You look at that. Just simulate that game. You know you're going to lose.
Yeah.
Why show up?
By the way, Army, a quiet 4-0.
Can we get a service academy to the playoff?
Yeah, easily. They're in a conference, too, right? They're in the AAC.
I think so, yeah.
And by the way, quiet 4-0, all blowouts. All four Army wins are blowouts.
Dude, I would love an Army playoff. Like, that would imagine an Army-Georgia matchup or
that'd
something.
That'd be fucking sick. Army gave OU a game a couple years ago at OU.
Granted, they played Lehigh, Florida Atlantic, Rice, and Temple.
I don't care. They're doing what they're supposed to do, though,
I
right?
know. And, I mean, you got Tulsa on the schedule, UAB, East Carolina Air Force.
Beat North Notre Texas. Dame. Oh, if they beat Notre Dame.
Dude, they can do this.
Let's go. All right.
The Army can do this.
Are we adopting Army as our G5 playoff team for the year?
I think we make a fucking...
For the troops.
We make a campaign for the troops.
Well, for the officers. I don't really care about the enlisted man.
Give me Army to the playoff. Let's go.
Let's go, dude.
There's a path. You just got to beat Notre Dame. Obviously, you got to run the rest of the table.
Yeah. You got... Well,
it's a pretty easy table.
Actually, if they go 11-1 and beat Notre Dame... They're in their conference championship game.
The rest of their schedule equates to me eating like 20 chicken nuggets.
Yeah. This is, dude, let's go. Wait, can you imagine a playoff berth comes down to Army-Navy?
Is Navy also undefeated?
No, I don't think so, but I'm just saying they would have to win. They are!
Yeah, they just beat Navy. Or they beat Memphis.
They did. Oh, my God.
Dude, undefeated Navy versus undefeated Army
for
a playoff berth?
Dude.
Because, yeah, Navy's got the same schedule, right? Like, they got to play South Florida, too.
I'm an Army guy. Most of my family.
And they got Tulane. Navy has both South Florida and Tulane. How did Army avoid that?
Sometimes the schedule drops in your favor.
I guess.
And by the way, if there's one school that's not going to be dinged for a shitty schedule, it's fucking West Point.
Is Navy also in the American? Yeah, they're also in the American. Yeah, they are.
They both are now. Army was independent.
Yeah.
But
could we have back-to-back
Army-Navy
games?
Oh, God.
Theoretically, because if they both make the conference championship, then would they play each other again in that fucking Army-Navy game?
Or does the Army-Navy game not even count anymore?
No, it still counts because it's their 12th game.
Okay.
It's just separated from the rest of the schedule. So we could potentially have two Army-Navy games.
They need to just move that. to it earlier in the season.
Or if it is the conference championship, that should just be the game.
Right? But also, like, that is weird that you would have the conference championship game and then you would have to play Army another Navy regular game. Season game.
Yeah.
They need to move it. I don't think anyone's in love with the date because it's never at the same place. It's not always in Philadelphia or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's in Boston.
I bet something would happen. Like, if they both make the conference championship, there's no way they're going to have them play the conference championship and then the regular
That's
season.
That's bizarre.
Army.
Yeah, how does that work? Someone who roots for one of these schools, let us know.
Someone that's an officer.
Yeah. Like, that's weird. That's really weird.
That could happen.
But
though,
Army
right?
is a real fucking shot to make the playoff all of a sudden.
Let me see if anyone's asked this question yet. Has anyone answered this question? Though Army-Navy share the AAC, the Army-Navy game still counts as a non-conference contest.
Okay.
So each team will play a full 8-game schedule by the time... So they would play in the conference championship game, and then they would play a non-con game against each other.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, let's say Navy has one loss, Army is undefeated. Army... it's the it's the highest-ranked conference champions, right? So... Whoever wins the conference championship would have to get in. So if Navy wins the conference championship with one loss.
So they play the conference championship, right? Let's say Army wins.
Mm-hmm.
They play the next week. Navy wins.
Then
they're both only have one loss to each other.
But only the it's you're only going to basically get in the playoff if you have a conference championship.
Maybe.
So that would effectively say,
but maybe the,
maybe not.
Maybe the committee respects the troops.
But probably. So essentially, if Navy loses the championship game and Army then has to play that non-con the next
week. But Army has a much weaker schedule, right? So like if Navy only loses to Army and Army's undefeated up until the Navy loss. I don't know.
They wouldn't be a conference champion. It would you would not put them in over like a non you wouldn't put them in over a P4 who didn't win their conference.
I would put them in over Mizzou, certainly.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. What I'm saying though is they would knock out Army.
Do you not respect the troops?
They would knock out Army. Not enough to keep Mizzou out of the playoff.
No, they wouldn't because Army would have won the conference championship.
But then they would drop. But they would Army would potentially drop in ranking, and another like the Mountain West champion would jump them.
I don't think so.
I'm just telling you that's probably the scenario.
I'm telling you if the winner of that conference championship in an undefeated Army Navy game would get in, and then that next game would be kind of
pointless. Well, if Army was undefeated and then they lost that non-con, they're probably still getting it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But let's say they both have one loss. And Army wins, and then Army's whatever, and there's a Mountain West team a couple slots
down. The whole
down.
Thing is their all losses would be to each other.
You know, I've seen plenty of teams.
That would be hilarious if Army wins the conference championship, is undefeated, then plays Navy the next week, loses that game, and it keeps them out.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Shades of the 2007 Backyard Brawl, when a horrible Pitt team kept West Virginia out of the BCS championship.
McAfee missed that field goal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure that doesn't haunt them.
They would have won.
Oh, fucking Pat White.
They would have won.
Steve Slayton.
They would have played an Ohio State team that would not have been able to cover them.
No.
Anyway, that's
Noel
all
Devine
I got.
Noel Devine on that team?
What?
Was Noel Devine like a freshman on that team?
Yep. It was Noel Devine, Pat White, and they had another running back too.
Steve Slayton.
Yeah.
Was there a better high school tape than Noel Devine?
Everyone says that's the one.
That's the GOAT. It's like Noel Devine, in my mind, is like the Michael Beasley of football.
In what way?
Like, had all this hype coming in.
Yeah.
Kind of lived up to it in college.
Yeah.
And then just for nothing.
Well, except Beasley only played 1 year in college.
Yeah, but Beasley was sick.
Yeah. K-State didn't really win anything, but yeah.
Yeah, but he was sick. He could still, right now, I think he'd get buckets.
Probably. Yeah, he was awesome.
I could see him at, like, the local Lifetime Fitness. And he would just be getting buckets.
What's Michael Beasley up to now?
I bet he's playing. He should be on our 3-on-3 national team.
Dude, maybe. Oof, boy, he looks rough. He's only 35.
He's always looked rough.
Eh.
He's never looked good.
He currently plays 3-on-3 basketball for the Big Three.
So he should be able to qualify.
Yeah, he's on the Team Three's company.
Let's go.
Yeah, so he should be on that fucking team. Jeez.
Where's Noel Devine? Is he alive?
Let's find out.
I feel like hopefully something tragic didn't happen.
Noel Devine is 36 years old.
You go to his like LinkedIn page.
Oh God! Here, I'll just go to his Instagram.
what is he up to these days? I hope nothing but the best for Noel Devine.
Noel Devine only has 8,000 followers on Instagram.
That is sad.
That can't be right.
We can get Noel Devine on the show.
Yeah, seriously. Noel Devine. Let's see. His Instagram wouldn't load for some reason. His Twitter. God, he has like no followers on Twitter.
He was pre-internet.
Yeah, that's true. Proud of my son, Andre. All right, he's just a dad. His kid's playing football and track and field. So Andre Devine signed with
Jacksonville State in Alabama.
Yeah, all right, so. Noel Devine's just living life, man. Good for him.
Oh, shit. Jacksonville State is, you know, Rich Rod's there. That's the connection.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
His kid's playing for Rich Rod.
Yeah. I think, right? Rich Rod is, I believe, Jacksonville State.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Full circle moment.
Oh, let's end it on that.
Yeah.
See you later.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.